thinking about the days ahead. I pray for strength and courage, Father, 'cause in these days, so rough. For some of my heart just full of evil, I worship vanity, heading for trouble. Temptation strong in these days. 'Cause we don't want no more struggles. We don't want no more hatred. We don't want no more senseless war. We don't want no more, no more.
Yes, I'm gonna pull this one up. One more time, the woman of the hour with the tune of the moment on the corner shop rhythm. Start it back again while we wait to make the link. That's the voice of Sophia Squire, rising star. Her track on the rhythm name, No More Struggles.
Thinking about the days ahead, I pray for strength and courage, Father, 'cause in these days, so rough. For some of my heart just full of evil, I worship vanity, heading for trouble. Temptation strong in these days. 'Cause we don't want no more struggles. We don't want no more hatred. We don't want no more senseless war. We don't want no more separation. But yeah, they all me see a pure rat racing at the business bout ya. Watch with one another, not a shoulder for lean pan. Your so-called friend, you better keep them closer. Open your eyes. Every day you get up, leave your house with a prayer. Positivity, trod you straight to Zion. Never leave your Bible, chant your psalm. Silence a weapon, Father help us. Heaven help us.
Would he love me not like to know the spots that makes me weak? Does he know how silly I get when he's right next to me? Does he notice my style, knows that I'm shy? Would he love me not like to know the spots? More than just a crush, baby boy, this a straight ghetto loving. The little things I do for you, a simple chance, I know you won't regret nothing. So come on over, give me some of that love. I know I'm coming on strong, but so won't let this love just pass me by, no.
Would he love me not like to know the spots that makes me weak? Does he know how silly I get when he's right next to me? Does he notice my style, knows that I'm shy? Would he love me not like to know the spice?
So if you're willing to experience my loving, baby, come on over. I got the energy, prepare to feel the chemistry. Come on over.
day.
Make winter feel like a summer breeze.
Summer breeze.
We'll make the impossible.
That's a great track on the Monte Carlo rhythm. And that's two in a row you got there from Sophia Squire. And fingers crossed if I say hello, Sophia. Are you there, Sophia?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. Okay. Right. I was just playing a tune. I hope you can hear me good. I'm just playing a tune on the Monte Carlo rhythm. But you have a whole host of different tunes out at the moment. People would say that you're bursting onto the scene. Would you say that?
Yeah, well, I'm not just suddenly seen. I've been, you know, doing vocals for quite a while before coming out. And during that time, I was doing, you know, one or two songs here and there. And from there, it started. So I'm not really sudden on the scene. I've been in the background for a long while.
That's right. I know you've been busy. It doesn't happen overnight, these things. I know it goes back, you know, I expect to your childhood. I expect you were in church singing as well, was you?
Oh, yeah. Started out on the church choir, you know, like most singers. Yeah, at a young age.
And how old?
Long time ago.
How old are you then?
No, because I actually grew up in the church, so you know, you have the junior choir, and from the junior choir you go to the senior, and then so on and so forth. So I was always singing.
Okay.
And, my mother used to do singing also in the church and play the guitar, so I was always, you know, around music.
Okay, and that seems to be a commonplace for a lot of artists. Where did you kind of graduate to from singing in the church?
There's no special day, I would say, or date that, you know, you're great from being one, because you grow and don't even realize what you're going to tell someone really say to you.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of the experience you learn as you grow. So there's no special time, but each year something new comes out, you grasp that and you learn it and you put it in your own way. So I would say that much.
Yeah. So how you know, here you are, and you're doing very well in the music scene, and we'll talk about the recent stuff in a short while. But I'm just wondering, how old were you? You know, when you realized that, look, I'm going to pursue this as a career. You know, I want to be a singer. I want to be involved in music. You know, was there a time when you come to that realization, or has it always been?
Oh, that's always been my dream to do music. I usually have this recurrent dream singing two main songs. It was Amazing Grace and Lean on Me, and I've always wondered why, you know, I keep on dreaming those two songs. I'm singing in front of the song.
Yeah.
And I love music. I was a little shy in the beginning, you know, and stuff, you know. No, I didn't want anybody to hear me sing. So that's how I started out on the church choir.
Yes, yes.
So I actually became professional in it, I would say, when I was about 15, you know, I started going to the studios and recording cover versions, you know, other people's songs, because I didn't want to hear anybody, didn't want anyone to hear my songs that I wrote, because I didn't think they were good enough. That's amazing.
Really?
That's what you said. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, but, I mean, I listen back to what I did then. I still don't like them. I mean, they're nice melodies and stuff, but the lyrics, I was just writing for the heck of it, really.
Right.
Just so writing and doing a story. So, you know, you grow, you learn, and know that, you know, if you're going to do a song, it's a summarized story of someone's life or what someone's, you know, life should be like. So
yes.
That's it.
Oh, but you still have them, and you know, some of them you might rework sometime in the future, but...
Yes, I can revive them. Have some CPR or something like that, yeah.
Okay. I do intend to play some music while we discuss and talk about your progress in music and so forth. And I'm not really happy with the quality of the connection we have at the moment. So what I intend to do is play a tune. I'm going to play a tune, and then I'm going to phone you again. I'm going to hope that the next time I phone you, we have a nice clear line. Okay.
Okay, no problem.
This track I'm going to play now, just to keep the people's minds on your material. Let me see what I can draw for here. I'm going to go for the track on the Don Carleone rhythm, yes?
On which one?
And the Don Carleone rhythm, the Message rhythm.
Oh, that song, yes, Love, yes, that one is nice, right?
Yes, okay, we'll talk about this one when I come back, and hopefully I'll have a better line. All right, just let people know. Just to let people know, you're live on reggaespace.com. It's Yendis in conversation with Sophia Squire. We're going to try and clarify the line a little bit while this next track plays. I'm sure many people will be familiar with it. It's a Don Corleone rhythm, the Message rhythm, track's entitled Love.
Time well dread, let's face it. Only Jah can make it better. We can't take it no more, no. We can't take it no more. Revelation warning, anybody listening, no. We can't take it no more, no. We can't take it. We need to see love like rain. Tired of the hatred and the bad mighting. Unity is power, universal him. Make we pull together, show some love. Growing love, love like rain. Tired of the hatred and the bad mighting. Unity is power, universal him. Make we pull together, show some love.
Well, big up yourself, Selector Young Lux. I'm going to have to pull that one up. Start it back again. We got a new connection with Sophia. Just do a quick test before we run the track again. Hello, Sophia. How's things this time?
Yes, I'm still... Pardon?
How's things? I just want to do a quick sound check and see if it's any better.
Yeah, I'm here. I can hear you kind of, but I'm... Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. It seems better than last time. The track is entitled...
Yeah, it's a little better.
Yes.
Entitled Love.
Yes, and it's a Don Corleone rhythm. How did you hook up with Don Corleone?
Oh, not really a long story, but I'll put it short. My manager, Brady, from Braddock Music, knew Don from a long time. So it's all right. Connect, you know, call Don and say, all right, whenever you're ready, she's here. Stuff like that.
Right.
So Don called him and told him that he has actually two rhythms. I voiced Don Corleone song and DJ Wayne song at the same time at Don's studio. So when I went in to the studio, I had the song ready, you know, Love Like Rain and stuff. But he didn't like the first verse. He said the chorus is punching really hard, so I need to, you know, reinvent back the verse. It needs to come great. And I came home and I did it over. And that's how I came up with the song. So all I had in the beginning was the chorus with a verse when they go out with not much, but you know, I upgraded and it was much better. And I'm glad he actually sent me on to do it.
That's a good thing that a person can do, you know. I'm sure you appreciate the critical, constructive critical feedback, yes?
Yes, you have to. Your people are going to know what I have songs that I don't like myself that I wrote. So you're going to always have somebody out there who don't like your song. And if somebody can make a suggestion, you can listen. You don't have to, you know, it's just life. People are going to be critical. That's it.
Well, it's a big thing, you know. A lot of people can't take criticism, you know. If you criticize what they're doing, that they spend their time and make, you know, they get upset and feel that you're dissing them. And you know, it's not. It takes a big person to listen to criticism and take it on board.
Yes, because you can actually learn something from it, because, you know, you're probably not seeing what they're seeing. Sometimes we're so in so much hurry doing something, we miss that little detail.
Yes.
And then the man that's aside that's more relaxed will say, look here, you basically overlook that. So you can take criticism. Sometimes it is bad criticism. Sometimes it's good. You don't have to pick it and do anything with it. Sometimes you can smile. So
that's right.
Life.
That's right. That's right. Well, big up to Don Corleone. He's doing some great stuff. He's making some great rhythms, and you know, everything he seems to touch seems to be, you know, a 10 out of 10. And I'm sure you were really pleased to actually be on that rhythm and have one of the tracks that are actually being rotated regular.
Yes, I got a great recognition from it, because a lot of people who didn't know me then, you know, so. With each rhythm that goes out, somebody likes that song, and they gain two more fans. I'd rather have 10 fans that love me more than a man that don't, you know anything about me. So I try to be as personal as I can with the fans, you know.
That's cool. That's really nice. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because we have promoters there on base pumping the shout box with pictures of you and your links. Yeah. We'll go through them formally in a little while, but I just want to let off this tune. Big up one and two people like Maggie Angel, Selector Far Eye, Large Up Selector Young Lux, a track that is entitled Love. Subject Queen, Sister Moon. Bless up Marvin, Costa Rica. Big up DJ Queenie, Honey Brandy, Large Up.
The time well dread, let's face it. Only Jah can make it better. We can't take it no more, no. We can't take it no more. Revelation warning. No, we can't take it no more, no. We can't take it. We need to see love like rain. Tired of the hatred and the bad mighting. Unity is power, universal him. Make we pull together, show some love. Growing love, love like rain. Tired of the hatred and the bad mighting. Unity is power, universal him. Make we pull together, show some love. Cause hate loves no one. Still we not take heed. Somehow we are gonna run, 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 run. Watch the negative vibe you create. Guilty trigger finger, judge, I know all what you do. River Nile tears, innocent lives you took. Reservation for hell, confirmation your book. Oh, we need to see love like rain. Tired of the hatred and the bad mighting. Unity is power, universal him. Make we pull together, show some love. Growing love, love like rain. Tired of the hatred and the bad mighting. Unity is power, universal him. Make we pull together, show some love.
Large up all the French listeners right about now. Big up all the US crew. Everyone on the UK, its various islands. Big up all those in Europe. Large up all the Jamaicans in tune right now. It's Yendis alongside Sophia Squire. Where in particular are you right now, Sophia?
I'm actually home in Spanish Town.
Okay, okay.
I would say about 20 minutes, 25 minutes out of Kingston, so.
Okay, okay, cool. Well, you know, we just talk about a very successful and prominent art individual in the music business, Don Corleone. Yes,
hello.
Yeah, hello, can you hear me? Hello? Are you there, Sophia?
Hello?
Yes, hello? Hello? Something plug out. Hello. Are you there? Oh, man. Technology twisting my arm and playing with me tonight. Hello, Sophia. Are you there? Well, we seem to still have the connection. Everything looks good at this end. Don't know. I heard a click.
Yes, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Oh, man, this is crazy.
Oh, man.
It's technology. Everybody will understand.
It's just trying to, it's trying. That's what it's doing. It's trying to tease us and test us and see if we can persevere. But we can. I was just mentioning that we were talking about a big influential individual, you know, in the music business right now, Don Corleone. But I was interested in asking how it was working with, you know, another big individual. Some would say, you know, a foundation artist when you work with U-Roy.
Oh, but I've actually went on tour with U-Roy when I was doing background vocals for Macromio.
Ah.
We went to Mexico together. Okay. So that's how I actually first met him. But we did not discuss doing the song.
Right.
That song that I did with you, Roy, was done before Anton Ellis died.
Ah.
And yeah, it was done before he died. And when I heard that he was dead, I was like, that was crazy, you know, wow. Coincident and all that. So Nobody knew about the song, hardly. Just the producer is Bravo. Bravo is an engineer for the Congos. So I went to the studio and I did my part, and went to the studio and did this part, and we actually did it downtown at one of those old-time studios, I think Lego, that old-time studio from back in the days.
Right.
And nice at the studio. That's where we actually recorded the song. It was really lovely because for me, it's a privilege to work with any veteran artist, any right. artist in particular, but the veteran artists that come from way back and, you know, can actually work with our song now.
Yes, yes, that's what I'm thinking. You know, so you didn't actually do it, you know, the two of you one time in the studio, but you and him, you know each other, and you know, you're a friend. You can call yourself friend?
Yes, yes.
So
definitely. We didn't go to the studio at one time. So it's like chemistry, because sometimes you don't really plan what you're going to record, or, you know, what topic you're going to choose, stuff like that.
Yes,
it just
yes.
happens. But there are many times I go to the studio, even recently, and go to a particular song and start to record it and realize it's not working, and I just decide to change it right there and then.
Right.
You know, that's not working. Yes, it was all chemistry with Uri, and, you know.
Yes, yeah. Song. You see, I'm picking up a certain maturity, you know, a certain, you know, that's the only word that comes to mind, you know, when it comes to the way you deliver your tunes and the way you go about it from what you're saying, you know, it indicates to me someone, you know, who's been around a while, you know, someone who's, you know, been here and established, but, you know, a lot of people will only be coming to know you over the last couple of years, I would say, yes?
Yeah, that's true. For me, I would say I'm really lucky, because the first person I actually started singing with in my life was Gregory Isaac.
Right.
So I was learning from the best. I wasn't like, you know, two young girls growing up and don't know what they're doing. I was learning from a master.
Yeah.
So that helped me, and in ways that I didn't know then, but I know now.
Right.
You were growing while you're growing and learning. Sometimes you don't really know it, but subconsciously your brain recording it, and then you realize certain materials that you're then something that you're growing, yes, yes. From the best.
And Gregory literally school you, he teach you things, or was it just being around him and working with him? How it go?
Gregory didn't really sit and like teach us the do's and don'ts. You just learn, because he's this type of person, very funny. And there are times that he's really, you know, quiet and in a mood, but you just have to learn. You're there to learn. You love music that much, you grasp at anything, you know. Because if you come tomorrow and say, come on, I'm going to teach you some music, I'm not going to say no, because I've learned all I've learned,
yeah.
or all I need to learn, something like that. I'm going to see what you have to offer, because maybe can implement in what I have now and make it better. Who knows?
That's right. That's really good. Well, let's let off the tune. It's with a giant in reggae music, as a lot of people know, and there's a few people here who have a particular liking for you, Roy. It's a great track, a cover version, Got a Date, named this time, featuring Sophia Squire and you, Roy.
Stay late.
I was waiting for that. Big up yourself, DJ Queenie. Are you man this? Are you man this?
mad.
Yes, it's a big chill. Big up yourself, Sophia Squire, every time. Large up, Maggie Angel.
Strong.
A little shout box here at www.reggaespace.com is creaking under the pressure from the response from the people here listening to this track. I'm sure that's no surprise to you. You're going to start it back one more time, Sophia. What do you say?
It mad.
Need to town and tell the people about the musical news coming your way.
It's a big up to Selecta Far, DJ Queenie. Climb no trees, get a big up.
Say, real, I want the world to know you no good. Say, me say, how to please world when I play.
All my life, I've been watching you now. You just can't be my man. Take this from me. I'm as free as a bird in the tree.
Kind of playing on strong.
Yeah. Well, then, when you mentioned that you were taught and schooled and encouraged by people like Gregory Isaacs and you work and close with people like you, right? And it's no surprise that I can detect a certain maturity in what you're doing. Would you agree?
That's true. And don't forget Max Romeo. He's another great teacher too.
Yes.
A really funny teacher. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You mentioned funny twice. You like to have fun while you work, yes?
Pardon?
You mentioned funny people, funny, like Gregory Isaacs is a funny guy and Max Romeo.
Oh, yeah.
You like to have...
Yeah, both of them are. They give you tend to, or you're on the road and don't think you're going to be bored. You know, but Max, he's really funny. He makes some silly comments, more, you know, for spontaneous things that happen on tour. It's really kind of hard to explain. You have to actually
with
them on the tour to know. You know, and Greg is the same. Greg is a little more easygoing. He's definitely a cool ruler. He's more easygoing. Max is way funny.
Okay. Well, it's good to lighten the moment. Sometimes it can be tense while you're working, whether you're on tour or in the studio, don't.
I didn't get that question.
Yes, I'm wondering, you know, if it's useful just to break the ice, you know, use comedy and laughter to ease the tension while you're working.
Oh, definitely, because it's not easy. People see the glitter of music, you know, you're on stage, you get to dress up and you get to sing and yada yada, but it's really hard work, really hard work. You get no sleep, you're away from your family, you have to rush most of the time.
Yeah.
You know, you're on tour, you have to be adjusting to certain climate, certain food, but you know, it's all good, because if it wasn't for the love of the music, a lot of people who are in it now would quit immediately, because it's not easy as it seems.
Yeah.
It gets easy. Because you the love that you have for it.
Yes. And you have to put in the work to reap the reward later in your career, because you mentioned that you used to do backing. I'm sure there was a long list of artists that you would list, you know, that you do backing for that perhaps people might not be aware. Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes, sorry. Oh, well, as long as we can laugh about it, everything is cool. I don't know if you heard my last question. I was saying that you mentioned that you were doing backing vocals in your earlier part of your career. I'm sure there's a long list of artists that you could list that many people wouldn't be aware that you do backing vocals for.
Okay, as I said before, I started out with Gregory. I went to places like Brazil, St. Martin, most of the Caribbean. I also work with Luton Fire, Max Romeo. I didn't really work with you. I just was on the tour with him alongside Culture Before You Die. I was also on the tour, not working with him, just alongside Jam Mason. And that's just a few that I've done stage performances with.
Yes.
Even Warrior King. I've done quite a few vocals too for recordings. You know, so
yes,
there's
yes.
a lot of them out there, a lot. Some of them I don't remember until I actually hear them on the radio, and you know, I'll say that's me. So.
Right.
I can't remember everything. I can't.
Well, this is where I'm leading now. You know, after playing, being a backing vocalist and a successful one, you know, being in demand, what made it, made you decide to you know, step up front center stage?
It's something that I've always wanted to do. There wasn't the right time, you know, to do it. Each time I go up and I come down, I have friends who have studios and within the theater, I do something on this track. Because I have quite a few songs that people don't hear, and I would probably reinvent them before putting them out.
Yeah.
In terms of the music or lyrical content. Not bad lyrical content, just need to upgrade and, you know, see the message more.
Yes, yes.
So each time I go up, I would, you know, record one or two songs, something like that. And I met my manager in 2006. He also manages Kip Rich and was around Shane Brown, Busy Signal, people like those, Big Yard.
Yeah.
So I actually let to hear the tracks I had, the demos, and say, all right, if I'm going with that thing, yada, yada. So I was about to go on a tour with Glenn Washington, another person that I work with, and for Trinidad. And I did a demo for him, and he loved it. So from for Shane Brown, that's Busy Manager. So from there on, I started out, you know, with recording the big giants in Kingston, because I was just doing things for my friends, one and two here and there.
Yeah.
From here to coffee, and you know, because with Brady, he has a lot of links with everybody in town. Everybody knows him. So that's how it came about, really. So we basically work together. If I'm going to do a recording, he knows about it, and he knows who I'm doing it for, and he's there to say, okay, the song is good, it's bad, now X, Y, Z. He's just there. So
right, right.
I don't do it alone. All I do is sing.
That's right. So yeah. Like many people, you know, you recognize that, you know, once you're at the front and actually the face of the project, there's a team behind you, yes?
When I say there's a team behind me, I think my team would be fans and listeners. But it's not a great production team, as I say. Like, I have my own producer, my own bassist, it's just my manager and myself. That's really, and his son that's managing the company, Bird Records. It's a new company,
yeah.
But we have been recording for various artists, various producers.
Right.
But there's no big management team that does booking, that does this. We just do it.
Okay. And it seems for a new company, it's doing some good works, and it's got some good people, aligned with it. So it's a promising start, would you say?
It is, because the first song I did on the Bird Records label was the song Na Fight Over No Man.
Right.
Because I noticed it, but people tend to notice it now, that I, you know, have like this a lot of voices. Yeah. I will sing this song now, and I saw like this person, I sing another song, and I say, who is that? And they say, it's Sophie, and they say, I'm gonna can't see that. So
yeah.
It's just me. It's the more, it, I don't know what. You know, I do this sort of meditation, or I do this. It just comes to me as if my muse or my inspiration is just in the room next to me when she's ready or he's ready. I don't know.
Well, it's interesting. It's something that I'm interested in, you know, the creative process that artists adopt when they do their thing, and, you know, what inspires them, whether they use a pen and whether they do it off the top of their head, or whether it comes in the night, or whether they have to sit down and concentrate, you know. How is the process when it comes to you writing songs?
For me, it varies. I'm going to say this. I'm inspired by people, places, things, everything that I see. Sometimes
okay.
You go out and your brain record a lot of stuff that day, and you don't realize that your brain recording it. So you take up a pen and paper, and you get a rhythm, and you realize you're writing a story or an event that you saw today, not realizing it.
Yeah.
So I'm inspired by people, as I said, places and things, and I tend to write better in the night when it's more quiet.
Okay.
Or I love the countryside, you know, where there's a lot of cool breeze and free space, nature itself.
Yeah.
They can come up with the best songs, because you know you get to detox all of the noise and all of the disturbances from whatever.
Yes, yes. I hear a lot of artists say that.
Yeah, that's how I get it. Yeah.
That's cool. And do you have to write things down, or you can do it from memory, or you have one of those recording gadget things? Say?
I didn't hear that question. Is it why?
Yes, I'm wondering how you record it, whether you actually write things down. You know, you need to have the pen and paper, or you do it, you know, out of your head, you know, and from memory, or I don't know. Some people record their thoughts on those electric gadgets that you can just talk it.
Yeah, I have a recorder that I do the melodies. So ideas will come to me while I'm probably doing housework, doing outdoor chores, whatever it is,
right.
I just jot that down, you know. But I rather write it down so I can read it back to make sure it makes sense to me, and then I relate it to somebody else. I say, what do you think? Because I like an opinion, because if it was left up to me alone, I'd change it over and over and over, because you know, you're your biggest critic.
Yeah,
I am my biggest critic,
so, right,
you know.
Well, it's interesting you say that, that you seem to be striving for perfection. You know, you go back over it and back over it. You're quite happy to revisit your old tunes as well, to bring them up to date, so that's a good thing. Yeah, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a habit. Some people, I see, go into the studio, like, you know, just do it off the top of them. Sometimes that is there, but then again, I want to write it down, because I'm like, no, but this is saying something about the past, and this is saying something about the present. This doesn't make sense.
Yes.
And if I can see this now, somebody else will see it, to remember that you're doing the story out there. When you release a song and you let it go, you have no more control over it, because the internet these days, you know, you do one song today and it can become a mega hit tomorrow. So you never know. So you have to make sure it is to the best.
Yes. Well, a couple of things that come to my mind, but I still want to play the tune. Now Fight Over No Man. And this was a successful, this one brought you to the attention to a lot of people, true?
Oh yeah, because it's like when you see a person and you do a certain style, they probably label you as that style.
Yes.
This is kind of hard to label, because I will do a little of this, a little of that, a little of this, a little of that. And they're like, what do you want to do? And I'm like, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. I'm doing music. I'm doing different messages.
Oh, that's good. It's good. It seems like you're versatile, and you have so many different strands and different kind of styles that you can draw on. Mm-hmm. This track is Now Fight Over No Man, and I'm sure this touched the heart of a lot of women out there, not true?
Oh yeah, definitely. The ladies love this song, Now Fight Over No Man. It's true, it's reality. It is reality.
I'ma love your butt so hey, baby. I'ma love you and you know that. Baby. But now fight over no man.
I'm
I'ma love your butt so hey, baby. I'ma love you and you know that. Baby. Now fight over no man. It's not worth it, no matter how me love you, sir. Me we just pack up and go and call it a loss. Makes no damn sense, so damn useless. Me now fight over no man. It's not worth it, no matter how me love you, sir. Me we just pack up and go and call it a loss. Makes no damn sense, so damn useless. Now take advantage to me, show your love expression. Simple as you see me we get out and go on. But you number one, don't mess with me heart. If you want me down, then mess with me weather. Me will love you from now till forever. Call you me baby, give you me pleasure. Cause what you desire is what I desire. Baby. Now fight over no man. It's not worth it, no matter how me love you, sir. Me we just pack up and go and call it a loss. Makes no damn sense, so damn useless. Me now fight over. over no man. It's not worth it, no matter how me love you, sir. Me we just pack up and one, call it a loss. Makes no damn sense, so damn
well, sense. Just the other day, me see you come home with Icky. Long name story, why you no rate me? You provoke the swarm, why you ring the alarm? Now you start world war, what a pity. You no see no tree a growing on my face. Me no need no drama, think a dolly house within a play. Only thing I can do is love you. But it's never enough. Hey, me now fight over no man. It's not worth it, no matter how me love you, sir. May we just fuck up and go and call it a loss. Makes no damn sense, so damn useless. Me now fight over no.
Good advice coming from Sophia Squire, going out to all the females, describing the situations where you won't fight over no man, but there are circumstances perhaps that you would. Is that right, Sophia?
Oh yes, and it's not worth it. I mean, vice versa. You're in a situation, and you know, and your girlfriend has a problem, and you're fighting a man over, and it's not worth it at the end of the day.
Yes. Well, I know, I'm sure you're going to revisit this topic about relationships and love. How do you find it is to find new topics to write about, or new ways to say familiar things? Do you like this writing craft?
I need to find new topics. You know what I do? I let the rhythm talk to me, because it sounds crazy. But while the rhythm is playing and you can actually move and dance and vibe to it, you just hum a melody.
Oh.
That's how I write it. Hum a melody, and then you start to sing anything that comes to mind. And something will catch you, and a style will catch you. And then the inspiration is right there, whatever it is. If she's in disguise, he's in disguise. And that's how it works.
Right.
I certainly don't do it alone.
I see.
I can't say how it come up with the idea. Sometimes I sit down at the back and I'm like, hey. And I'm never too amazed, like, or too, you know, surprised in terms of, oh my God, you know, I can't believe this. No, somebody else, let somebody else be, you know, with that type of person. I'm just always easygoing. I can't work with that type. It takes two to just smile and write and dance and love the music and love the.
Well, that's cool. I did get the message, the understanding that you know, you was spoken quite highly of by Ms. Tanya Stevens, and I've quoted that on my literature when I was promoting this event. You know, artists like that,
yes.
Speaking highly of you, it's a good recommendation.
It is, because I remember she invited my manager one night. We were coming from a studio session, and she said, I want your artist to be on my show. So he thought it was Kickridge, because Kickridge is more popular by far.
Yeah.
And she said, no, it is Sophia. And he looked up to me like, she wants you. And I said, okay, no problem. And she had a club, H2O in Ontario. And I went down there and I did my thing, because I had quite a few songs in a lot of people. And still, a lot of people didn't know me then.
Yeah.
And I just went and did my thing. I just went and do my thing. If I'm at an event, you're not going to see me too hard to talk unless I'm probably feeling ill and need to take a 5 or there's no meditation. I'll be backstage chatting away. They're like, Sophia, you make me say, all right, come. I'm just always not hurt. But when I go on stage, no, I do the performance part. And then when I'm off stage, I'm chatting again.
Yes. Well, that's really, you know, people seem to warm to that. People seem to see you as a genuine person, and you know, you win a lot of fans just through that way that you have, you know.
Yes, you have to be friendly, not too friendly, because you have to be skeptical. You have people out there that will hurt you, you know, in whatever form. But you know, I don't necessarily think negative that someone is going to hurt me, because you know, I'm just doing what I'm doing. That's it. You're here for a purpose. Each person is here for a purpose. I think my purpose is music, and what I do with the music, I don't know who it inspires. I may never know who it inspires. I remember when I did the song Ratatat, that was produced by Max Romeo.
Yes.
Miss Roberta. And she wrote a song by listening to my song titled These Words. And she's a really good thing. And I said, look at that. You know, and you have people who say, boy, sometimes I can relate to your song. I have a song, you know, Find a Way. There are stories, and sometimes I'm listening back to it, and where did all of this come from? It's the inspiration.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
I don't create inspiration, you know, God himself does. So.
That's right. And of course... And of course, I guess you get some vibes from the people around you if they're the creative type, and you know, if things are happening around you as well.
Oh yeah, definitely get vibes from people all the time.
Okay. You know, when you say about people approaching you and such, you know, this internet thing, you know, there's the Twitter and the mm-hmm. Facebook and MySpace. I think you have a MySpace page as well. You're comfortable yes. with the internet thing?
I have to. I'm not really an internet person. You know, the younger generation tends to be more familiar with it or so. But I do interact with people, you know, ask me all the time, can I have jingles? I said, sure. We charge. I said, no, why would I charge for jingles? Sometimes I beg your dog, and I just give it to them. I do what I can. And, you know, sometimes I'm late in response. But, you know, because I have a family also, I have two kids.
Yeah.
I kind of have to prioritize. And so it's a juggling.
Yes, yes.
It's a juggling, you know. So I have to do it. I have person. I come person. Then everybody comes first. There's no first compared. Everybody comes first.
Right. But people can reach out to you online, you know, because it's a big wide world, and not everybody is in your locality who likes your music and would want to support you. You welcome mm-hmm. people reaching out to you, whether it be on Twitter or on Facebook and such. Yes,
I don't have a problem with. I'm not sure if I got the question right, but. I don't have a problem if anyone wants to reach me on any of these media, social medias. I don't have any problem. I respond to my Facebook and Twitter personally. Sometimes my daughter may say, Mommy, here's a question from someone, says blah, 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 blah. And I just want to say, okay, tell the person, blah, 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 you know.
Right. Plain and simple, straightforward. Yes. Plain and simple, straight.
I can.
I'm sorry, I'm talking over you same time. Sorry, what you say?
I hope the listeners are hearing it more clearly.
Say the listeners what?
I hope the listeners are hearing it more clearly.
Yes. I'm sure we are. The levels are a little bit low your side, so you might want to come a little closer to the microphone if that's achievable. Right, so more music. We mentioned your links, and I encourage people to hit the links. Promotants, in brackets, DAG, is working the shout box, you know, making sure people have the links to hit. There's your Amazon there, and I'm sure there's a Facebook, and there's a Twitter, and so forth. We put them all together, and they made it easy for people on the website to visit your pages. And before you go, I want to give you the opportunity to orate your links if you wish to, but that's in a little while. I got a couple more tunes I want to sneak in, because I want people to hear your material, particularly some of the new stuff. And this next one, Nature Calling, is not exactly the brand new, but you've revisited it. Is that right? Say what?
Which song is that?
Yes, I'm saying Nature Calling. I've got it down as...
Nature's Calling is a good one. That one did wonders also.
Okay, well, let's say the original version, as far as I'm aware. Nature Calling, Sophia Squire.
Right there. I love it when you touch right there. Oh, oh, oh. Right there. I love it when you touch right there. Baby, yeah. Right there. I love it when you touch right there. Oh, oh, oh. Right there. I love it when you... Nature's calling. Early in the morning. I wanna kiss my baby's face. And then I touch his favorite place. Sends chills up my spine and makes me oh, 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 oh. He knows how to caress me, never try to stress me, no. I gotta get some of your love on the double, baby, bring it, come now. Cause I feel like I'm gonna explode.
fabulous tune. One of my favorites from you. I have to say that, Sonia. Sophia.
Sorry. It is?
Yes.
I'm
particularly interested of what as well, because you it's one of those that you revisited, as far as I can gather, because you went and there's a remix or a refix or a combination tune. How's it go?
I would say remix. Not really remix, because it didn't do anything over the rhythm, but Taros is one of my biggest fans.
Right.
And I am one of his big fans also. So I was in Miami, and he said, you know, we need to do this song. We need to do it together. I said, okay, we're going down. And it was on a weekend. And when we came on, trust me, man, we came in and added the icing to the cake. It was nice already.
Yeah.
And not a man there to compliment and answer a call. Very nice.
It is indeed. So with no further ado, I'm going to let off the combination version of Nature's Calling, Sophia Squire alongside Taros Riley. Listen up.
Yeah.
Right there, Taros, I love it when you touch. Right there, oh, 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 oh. Right there, baby, I love it when you touch. Right there, baby,
baby.
Right there, see me, I love it when you touch. Right there, oh, 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 oh. Right there, I love it when you touch. Nature's calling.
Perfect time right now.
Early in the morning.
Wake up, turn around.
I wanna kiss my baby's face. And then I touch his favorite place. And chills up my spine and makes me oh, 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 oh. He knows how to caress me, never try to stress me, no, 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 no. I gotta get some of your love on the double, baby, bring it, come now. Cause I feel like I'm gonna explode. Oh, 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 nature's calling.
Perfect time right now. Turn,
I wanna kiss my baby's face.
Baby, baby, baby.
And then I touch his favorite place.
My dream last night was about you. Now I'm gonna wake up, a dream come true.
It's a bunny rock, say you know. Say how you run things. You are the reggae ambassador.
Certain tunes can't play once.
Right there,
I'm sure you agree with that, Selector Young Lux. I'm sure you agree with that.
All right, dude.
I'm sure you agree with that, Sophia. Big up yourself, a wicked combination.
I love it when you touch right there. Oh, oh, oh. Right there.
Sophia Squire alongside Yendis on Reggae Space.
Just call me.
Turn around.
I wanna kiss my baby's face.
Ooh.
And then I touch his favorite place.
Yeah.
Each sense chills up my spine and makes me oh, 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 oh. He knows how to caress me, never try to stress me, no, 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 no. I gotta get some of your love on the double, baby, bring it, come now. Cause I feel like I'm gonna explode. Oh, 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 nature's calling.
Perfect time right now.
Early in the morning.
Wake up, turn around.
I wanna kiss my baby's face.
Baby, baby, baby.
And then I touch his favorite place.
Why don't look like I'm gonna reach to Taros Riley's party? You have to wait, Pull it up again.
Right there, Taros, I love it when you touch.
Select a Young Lux large up. Select a far, big up yourself.
I love it when you touch right there.
Germany, France.
Right there, right there.
right there. See me, I love it when you touch right there. Oh, oh, oh.
Wicked combination, Sophia Squire, Taurus Riley, Nature's Calling.
Nature's Calling.
Turn around.
I wanna kiss my baby's face.
Ooh.
And then I touch his favorite place.
Yeah.
He sends chills up my spine and makes me oh, 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 oh. He knows how to caress me, never try to stress me. No, 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 no. I gotta get some of your love. On the double, baby, bring it, come now. Cause I feel like I'm gonna explode. Oh, 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 oh. Nature's calling.
Perfect time right now.
Early in the morning.
Yes, pick up yourself, Selector Far, Maggie Angel, Soldier Love.
Baby's face.
Large up yourself, Promotants, Brackets, Dags.
Then I touch his favorite.
Alright. Alright, Taurus, come in, come in.
My dream last night was about you. Now I'ma wake up, a dream come true. Sweet visions of holding you, and now I'm here touching you. Yes, I will satisfy. I'll make you feel so high. And this water from my veins, ooh, pleasure and a pain.
Nature's calling.
Perfect time right now. Come turn around.
I wanna kiss my baby's face, baby's face,
baby's face, baby's face.
And then I touch his favorite place,
favorite place, favorite place.
Right there, right there, Taurus, I love it when you touch. Right there,
oh, oh, oh.
Right there, right there, baby, I love it when you touch. Right there, baby, baby.
Well, Sophia, that's a great track. I'm sure I understand him completely when you say that Taurus brings something special to it to make it connect. Is that right?
Yeah, it definitely is. It's great working with great singers. That's what I'm always getting, great singers.
Yeah. You know, I get the feeling right now that, you know, things are coming together for you, and, you know, the watchword in my mind is arise. Yeah, I've said it a couple of times when describing you as an artist on the rise. Would you agree that's where you are at the moment?
Of course, because, I mean, you can never learn it, you know, so, you know, you're always rising. I'm not written, I'm always on the rise.
Yeah, well, it seems to me, you know, you get to the stage now when, you know, people have got you've got their attention. People are looking at what you're doing, and your material is standing up to the test, and it's you know, you're being included on rhythm CDs alongside some great artists, more established artists, yeah. And it's like you're one of them already, you know.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. Because once you type in the name, you know, you'll find a lot of things come on your screen. You type in purpose for the internet, you find a lot of stuff. Links, yeah. Everything. Music that I've done in the past, present, you know.
Yes, yes. Well, it looks like you're on the rise, as I say, and I'm wondering what the future holds. What's on the horizon for Sophia Squad? Can we look forward to a LP or not yet?
Oh, definitely. No, man. I think I'm way over an LP. I was 13, so maybe I wouldn't say the first part of the month. Maybe going, you know, middle or so. But I have new music, you know, I wanted to No More Struggle. That was, and I've got some of the producers too, Johnny Wonder, Bread Rock New.
Yeah.
And Dark and Leaf, DJ Wendy, DJ Frost, Fans, Family, Yendi, Big Up, everybody. Yeah, man.
Yeah, well, I only got to hear a portion of that, but I get the gist of it. There's big things in store for you. Working with some big producers, and you have music put down, and we can look forward to our LP at some time in the not too distant future. Are true?
Yeah. Definitely. A variety, definitely.
That's cool. Because I really have a feeling that you're going to be part of the reggae establishment within no time at all. You seem to have the lyrical skills and certainly the quality of voice that is going to do very well, in my opinion, my humble opinion.
Definitely still growing. There's no expiration date on an artist or reggae music, so I'm just going to do it until I can't do it no more.
Yes. Well, more power to you, and I look forward to more things from you. I'm going to give you the opportunity to big up who and who you want to big up in a short while. I'm going to let off one more tune. The one that really made my ears perk up. This is Rock and Comeen.
Oh, that one, definitely. I did that one in 2011.
And it suggests that your track came first, because you know the rhythm name Rock and Comeen and your track name Rock and Comeen.
Actually, at the time, because I have a 1 year old son, and when the song that I actually wrote for the rhythm, I couldn't find it on my recorder because my recorder got broken. So I was just about to give birth. I did a song like today, and I gave
Hold on a second, Sophia, because you're breaking up a little bit too much, and I want people to hear what you're saying, you see. And I don't know whether you can come closer to the mic or speak up something, but
tell me if you hear me any loud.
Can you say again?
Can you hear me now?
Maybe a little better, not too much.
But the rhythm was actually named after my son. I think I was the last person, or maybe second to that, who actually recorded the song. So the producer, Dalton Leith, he didn't find a name that suited him. When I came in and I did the song, I started, because it was really puzzled as to what to sing in it. So that's how it came about. The rhythm was named after my son.
Okay. And you were just about to give birth a few weeks later, I believe. Is that right?
Definitely. The baby did Rock and Comeen, yeah.
All right, then. The title track for the rhythm from Dalton Leith Music, coming from Sophia Squire, my favorite, and one that made my ears prick up for this artist, and I'm sure for a lot of people as well.
La-da, la-da, da-da, 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 Rock and Comeen, Rock and Comeen, pon the scene, baby. Rock and Comeen, Rock and Comeen.
Yeah, I knew it. Yes, a big boom and a bang and a pull up the tune. Boy, climb the trees, big up yourself. Large up yourself, Sophia Squire, every time a big tune is.
Rock and Comeen, Rock and Comeen, pon the scene, baby. Rock and Comeen, Rock and Comeen, pon the scene, baby. Rock and Comeen, Rock and Comeen, pon the scene, baby. Rock and Comeen, Rock and Comeen, pon the scene.
I just had to pull it up. Something in the lyric just touched me, where you say Rock and Comeen on the scene, baby.
Yes, man, baby.
Yes, and little more, the baby Rock and Comeen indeed, too.
He definitely did. And the baby knows the song. When I play, he's very attentive to that song than any other song. He knows. He is. I thought I was seeing things when he did it, but when I go to the studio and I bring him to, other people realize his reaction to it, so he really knows that. He really knows it.
Yeah.
Ladder.
Big up Maggie.
Dada, 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 dada.
Select a fire, big up yourself.
Yeah. Dada, dada.
Soja, love, large up. Big up yourself, promotants. Dax.
Rock on come in. Rock on come in, pan the scene. Baby. Rock on come in. Rock on come in, pan the scene. Baby. Rock on come in. Rock on come in, pan the scene. Baby. Rock on come in. Rock on come in, pan the scene. Me, I go give you feel my love and hear me all night. Slow motion, we can do what we like. Remember nature call, hurry, hurry, ignite. A little foreplay, hey, hey. Boy, me love the way you hug, the way you kiss me up. Give me more, seems I just can't get enough. Off your TLC, is this all for me, baby? Baby, rock and come in. Rock and come in, find the scene. Baby, rock and come in. Rock and come in, find the scene. Baby, rock and come in.
I don't know what it is about this. It's like I've heard this for years and years. This the melody, this lyric. I don't know how you hit on this one. It just, you know, I don't know.
I don't know either, Yendi. I don't know. So it's one of those unexplained stories.
Wow, what a big thing. And it looked like it's effortless for someone like you anyway. I'm gonna let it off one more time. And thank you for your being with us here tonight. But maybe there's one or two people that you would like to just big up and mention. How you go?
First, I have to big up all the listeners. I have to big up you, I have to big up God and all of the producers, Just No Cone, Don Carley and Bread Rock Music, Dalton Lee, DJ Wayne, Frost, Fan Family, Centro, Chicago, Riley, Romy and Virgo, other artists, we have the positive music, my family, everybody.
Right. Well, you just touched on a subject there that I often talk about with artists, how you choose the topics to deal with and whether you go down this road that leads to sort of negative and explicit and destructive kind of topics and whether you choose this road where you go in a positive direction. Mm-hmm. And you use the term there, yeah. You know, you're bigging up artists that come with a positive message. Is that important to you?
It is, because if you're an artist that does a lot of negative music, it's not for you yourself, because you're going to draw all of this negative attention to you. And then the person that listens to it is drawing all of this negative attention to them, and then you are making negative grow. You don't need to feed it.
Yeah.
You can do a lot of positive music, just keep it positive, keep it fun, because too many killings and all of that's the bad side of negative music.
Yeah.
They're empowered, you know. You talk about someone that left a gun and send me a bad man and then something. The little youth that listens to is going to believe that because he's written in the music repeatedly.
Yeah.
So just be careful what you write. But be careful of your topics they write, you know. It's better to have two fans that believe you can, you know, jive with you more than have a million that loves you for the wrong reason.
Yes. Well, from you, you're uttering such sentiments and you're making the music that you're making. You know, there's a space for you here reserved that's marked Sophia Squire, right? And you're welcome to come back at any time in the future. I'm not sure if you'll be able to fit us in when, you know, in months and years to come when you're a big superstar, you know. But I do encourage you to return anytime that you feel. It's been great speaking to you and listening to your music. And I hope as a result of what we've done here tonight that you're going to hit up with a few more people and some approaches wanting to work with you and like a few more sales on your CDs. Power to you, you know, more power to you and a blessed future for you.
Thanks so much. Well said. Thank you. I can use that as my speech. Thank you, Yende, for having me.
It's been a pleasure. It really has.
Lada, lada, da-da, 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 da-da,
baby. Rock and come in, rock and come in pon the scene, baby. Rock and come in, rock and come in pon the scene, baby. Rock and come in, rock and come in pon the scene. Me, I go give you feel my loving, baby, all night. Slow motion, we can do what we like. Me, my nature call, hurry, hurry, ignite. A little foreplay, hey, hey. Boy, me love the way you hug, the way you kiss me up. Give me more, seems I just can't get enough. Off your TLC, is this all for me, baby? Baby, rock and come in. Rock and come in, pon the scene, baby. Rock and come in. Rock and come in pon the scene, baby. Rock and come in. Rock and come in pon the scene, baby. Rock and come in. Rock and come in pon the scene. I like the way you gender, baby, put your love on me. Irresistible, you got me weak but never lonely. You got the right touch, make me giggle and such. Stop, rewind, make me take it from top. I'm loving every minute, every second, every hour. Natural vibes to the beat of your conga, leaving me breathless, making me sweat. You got me working overtime. Rock and come in.
Not afraid to say we're in the presence of a rising star right about now, Sophia Squire, the biggest tune on the Rock and Come In rhythm. Many thanks for your presence here tonight. One more time, Sophia. Very good to speak to you.
Every time, anytime.
Respect.
Baby, I don't really care as long as you rock and come in. Rock and come in. Anytime, anywhere. I don't really care as long as you rock and come in. Rock and come in. Rock and come in. Rock and come in pon the scene, baby. Rock and come in. Rock and come in pon the scene, baby. Rock and come